This podcast is copyright Philip Dobson. The recording is copyright Philip Allen Updates, 2011.
How to answer science questions. By now, you will have realised that your science exams are not quite like other exams. For instance, you may even have been told by your science teachers to cut down what you write, keep it simple, and only make the number of points that there are marks for in that part of the question. And it's all true. Have a look on the AQA website at a mark scheme or two. What you find there are the words for which examiners can award you marks. There are no rambling, convoluted sentences or jumbled collections of numbers. All the answers are no more than a few words, and sometimes just one word is all that's needed. But I suspect the problem is that you just don't quite trust your teachers. Perhaps you believe the examiner, looking at your answer on his or her computer screen, will, this time around, have a mark scheme full of deep and meaningful scientific jargon. Not true. So, how are you to answer all those biology, chemistry and physics questions and get that A star or whatever you're aiming for? Firstly, you have to know your subject well, and I mean really well. I know there are questions that have loads of information in them that's there for you to analyse and evaluate. But there are also questions designed simply to test your scientific knowledge. In fact, 72.5% of the questions are designed in some way to test your recall or application of scientific knowledge. So you need to know the science. Secondly, you have to be able to communicate that knowledge clearly. The science specifications say that you must ensure that text is legible and that spelling, punctuation and grammar are accurate, so that the meaning is clear. You also have to select and use a form and style of writing appropriate to purpose and to complex subject matter. Finally, you have to organise information clearly and coherently, using specialist vocabulary when appropriate. This means that most of the questions are best answered using bullet points or short sentences. If there are 3 marks available, then use a separate line for each of the 3 points you make. This keeps you focused on what points you've made and helps the examiner award marks according to the mark scheme. But there are some questions that have been designed to assess your quality of written communication by means of longer responses. These questions are clearly indicated, both on the front cover and inside the papers, and the instructions are very clear. Just make sure you do what they say. Have a look at a draft question paper on the AQA website so that you know what to expect when you're sitting in the exam hall. So, there you are. Know your science and practice communicating it legibly and in an organised way. Simple.